Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the does the leader follow?
There with Thanksgiving Eve, and Siobhan was the person who came to do our first anniversary of Live at Sam's back in 2015. In fact, I think it was her first solo Sheffield gig. She's done many since then at the Greystones, and she's going to be at the Yellow Art Studios in November. But hopefully, one day I'll be able to persuade her back here. But that will be lovely, Siobhan Miller. Thanksgiving Eve.
Sam, you asked me what the child ballad was this week. It's called Robin Hood and the Tanner, and it tells the story of Robin Hood meeting yet another person with whom he battles. We had Little John last week, and in Robin Hood and the Tanner, he meets another fellow by the name of Arthur, who challenges him, or they challenge one another. Arthur a Bland is the name of the guy, and he is a leather maker. And he and Robin basically beat each other up with sticks. That seems to be happens to Robin Hood a lot in the ballads. And then, like most Robin Hood ballads, after like beating each other till they're bloody, they decide that they're actually best friends, and Arthur joins Robin Hood's merry band. You do wonder about some of these stories, whether they really happened, of course. I'm sure lots of people did beat each other up with sticks in the woods. Let's just say that they were mostly involving Robin Hood. Anyway, it's Child Ballad 126. It's in the Roud Index as well, and it is Roud number 332. And it has a couple of tunes to it collected in Bronson, and has been recorded by, among others, Roy Harris, who we heard last week singing Child Ballad 125, which was Little John. So this week we'll shift to revival folk singer Bert Lloyd, formerly known as A.L. Lloyd, and he sang this on an anthology of ballads with Ewan McColl called The English and Scottish Popular Ballads. But we better have the jingle first, and then we will have Child Ballad 126, Robin Hood and the Tanner.
Friday's Child.
Friday's child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Old Arthur went forth one summer morning to view the merry greenwood, for to hunt for the deer that run here and there he espied Robin Hood, aye, and there he espied Robin Hood. What fellow art thou, says bold Robin Hood, and what is thy business here? For now, to be brief, thou look'st like a thief, and comfort is still the king's dear, aye, and comfort is still the king's dear. No, I am the keeper of this parish, the king he hath put me in trust. And therefore I pray thee to get on thy way, or else to upstand you I must, aye, or else to upstand you I must. 'Tis you must have more partakers in store before you upstand me indeed. For I have a staff and he's made of ground grass, and I warrant he'll do my deed, aye. I warrant he'll do my deed. And I have another, says bold Robin Hood, he's made of an oaken tree. He's 8 foot and a half and he'd knock down a calf, and why shouldn't he knock down thee, ay? And why shouldn't he knock down thee? Then at it they went, for bang and for bang, the space of 2 hours or more. Every blow they swing, they make the grove ring, and they play their game so sure, sure. They play their game so sure. Then bold Robin Hood drew his bugle horn and blew it both loud and shrill. And direct thereupon he espied Little John come a-running down the hill, aye, come a-running down the hill. Oh, what is the matter then, said Little John, you're not doing well, he cried. Oh, says bold Robin Hood, he's a tanner so good, and I warrant he's tanned my hide, aye. I'll warrant he's tanned my hide. If he's such a tanner, then says Little John, a tanner that tans so true, we'll make no doubt, but we'll have a fresh bout, and see if he'll tan my hide too, aye, and see if he'll tan my hide too. Nothing shall not be, says bold Robin Hood, for he is a hero so bold. For he has best played, and he's mastered his trade, and by no man shall he be controlled. By no man shall he be controlled.
Bert Lloyd singing Child Ballad 126, which is called Robin Hood and the Tanner. And I should tell you, from Bert Lloyd's own sleeve notes from the original album, on which he recorded that was collected by Cecil Sharp from Blind Henry Larkham, who was 82 years old at the time, and he sang it to Cecil Sharp in 1903. And Cecil Sharp got him to record it over and over again, repeat it over and over again, because he wasn't using a recording. He was just writing it down, Cecil Sharp. So, and because there were so many variations and improvisations within the tune, he got the old singer to sing it again and again. So there you are, Bert Lloyd singing Child Ballad 126. Sam?
As I said the other day, I went to see Lester Simpson doing a fantastic gig all about... it was with Nigel Corbett, by the way, and all about... Songs in the Sea, and he reminded me of this great band that he used to play a lot on the Folk Waves program along with Mick Peat, and here's Great Big Sea with Rant and Roar.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strike bottom inside the two sunkers, when straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go.
I'm a son of a sea cook, I'm a cook and a trader. I can dance, I can sing, I can reef the main boom. I can handle a jigger, I cuts a fine figure whenever I gets in a boat standing room.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strikes bottom inside the two sunkers, went straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go.
Farewell and adieu to ye young maids of Valen, oh Darren and Varesque, Foxhole and Brulee.
I'm bound for the westward to the wall with the hole in.
I can't marry a Laura Chioki I'll be.
And we'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strikes bottom inside the two sunkers, went straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go. We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strikes bottom inside the two sunkers, went straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go.
بهار دل کش رسید و دل به جان نباشد. بهار دل کش رسید و دل به جان نباشد. از آن که دل بردمی به فکر ما نباشد. در این بهار سنم بیا و آشتی کن، که جنگ و کین با من هزین روا نباشد. که جنگ و کین با من هزین روانه باشد صبح دم بل بل بر درخت گل به خنده می گفت نازنین نان را مجبی نان را وفا نباشد اگر که با این دل حزین تو عهد و بستی حبیب من آخ با رقیب من چرا نشستی چرا عزیزم دل مرا از کین خستی بیا در برم از وفای شب ای مه شب تازه کن عهدی که برشکستی اگر که با این دل حزین تو بستی اگر که با این دل حزین تو بستی ای حبیب من با رقیب من چرا نشستی چرا عزیزم دل مرا چرا عزیزم دل مرا از کین خستی حبیب من آخ با رقیب من چرا نشستی چرا عزیزم دل مرا از کین خستی بیا در برم از وفای یک شب ای مه شب تازه کن عهدی که برشکستی که برشکستی
Beautiful music, Iranian music from the Hamsaz Ensemble. And the reason I chose that, apart from it being very beautiful, is that you can see the Hamsaz Ensemble playing at Firth Hall on Sunday night at 7:30 as part of a show, which is part of the Migration Matters Festival, which starts tonight. Migration Matters Festival has been going for 7 years, and I will read you a little bit about the festival in case you don't know about it, because it's a fantastic event and it's incredibly important, especially at a time of increased racist rhetoric in this country. So this is what the festival says about itself. Sheffield has always been the steel city, the place of Hendos, Hills, Pulp, Chip Butties, industry, grit, soul and strength. But more significantly, the city has a proud record of welcoming new people from the far reaches of the world. It's a city which has opened its doors and most importantly become a place of sanctuary for those people most in need. It's this spirit that saw Sheffield become established as the first city of sanctuary. The festival has a fantastic website, Migration Matters Festival, and the entire lineup you can find which for the festival, which goes from tonight, the 14th, right through to the 22nd. And if you want to see the Hamsaz Ensemble, they'll be on at Firth Hall on Sunday.
Great stuff that, James. Somebody I'm really looking forward to seeing live a couple of times this autumn time is Tim Van Dyckham. Tim will be taking part on in our day at Crux Social Club on the 24th of November. Where there's a weekend of music, 23rd and 24th of November. The first night is organised by Pete Smith in memory of Jerry Bates and Judith Wilford. There's some great artists on there, including Martin Simpson and Melrose Quartet. And Tim Van Eyken will be with us on the 24th of November, along with Culver Ake and the Rosie Hood Band. Tickets will be available soon. In fact, we're having a meeting with one of the people involved after this show. But let's have a track now from Tim Van Eyken. I can't wait to hear this tune set played again. This is The Pearl Wedding and Nancy Taylor's. Thank you.
Sun, water from pools in which we swim, food from the earth. It's hard to believe we'd let them win. The hardest part, the hardest part is leaving it alone. The hardest part. Up to stone. I felt these trees grow older with me, and I breathe the air they clean. It's hard to forget a world like that, and I remember it like a dream. But dreams don't last long like they did when I was young. Call me naive. Could still exist at the hands of those who assist in the destruction of these trees. Light from sun, water from pools in which we swim, food from the earth. It's hard to believe we'd let them win. The hardest part, the hardest part.
Waking Up to Stone from wonderful Ellie Gowers and her fabulous record By the Weir, Meeting by the Weir. I might have got that album name wrong, sorry Ellie, but it is a wonderful record indeed, and it is good news to say that Ellie has new music coming out and she's launching it in October. She'll be launching it officially at Band on the Wall in Manchester on the 30th of October, but before that she's playing just up the road from where we sit right now at Cafe Number 9 in Sheffield on October the 27th, and I'm telling you that now because they will sell out those gigs, definitely Cafe Number 9. It's a small and wonderful intimate venue, and And Sam and I have both made the mistake before of not booking our tickets early enough to see things we really want to see at Cafe Number 9. It sells out quickly, doesn't it, Sam?
Indeed, James.
I've just remembered it's Dwelling by the Weir. That would have bugged me. Ellie Gower's Dwelling by the Weir is the previous record. Came out in 2022, and it's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. While we remember, James, this will be the perfect opportunity just to tell people that we will be having a week off next week, won't we?
We will, yeah.
We will. We are heading to London at the beginning of the week to see Tom Kitchen to start with, and then Ethro Donovan, which will be lovely. But now let's have another track from the classic Bright Phoebus, and this is one that James has got to know increasingly well over the last 18 months. Here's Mike Waterson leading Scarecrow.
As I roved out one summer's morn, I saw a scarecrow tied to a pole in the field of corn. His coat was black and his head was bare, and as the wind shook him, the crows took into the air. Ah, but you'd lay me down and love me. Ah, but you'd lay me down and love me if you could. For you're only a bang of rangs in an overall that the wind sways, so the crows fly away and the corn can grow tall. And as I roved out one winter's day, I saw an old man hanging from a pole in the field of clay. His coat was gone and his head hung low, till the wind flung it up to look round its neck and let it go. How could you lay me down and look me? How could you lay me down and look me now? For you're only a bag of bones in an overall that the wind blows and the kids throw stones at the thing on the pole. And as I rolled out one fine spring day, I saw 12 jolly dons dressed out in the blue and the gold so gay. And to a stake they tied a child newborn, and the songs were sung, the bells once rung, and they sold their corn. Now you can lay me down and love me. Now you can lay me down and love me if you will. Or you're only a bang of rags in an overall. But the wind, the sun shone too, and the corn grew tall. As I roved out one summer's morn, I saw a scarecrow tied to a pole in the field of corn. Thank you.
That was The Smiling Bride, the last tune you heard in that set, one of the great Charlie Lennon's compositions. And I've been celebrating Charlie Lennon's work on the show. We heard some in the first half, and there you heard the great fiddle player Fergal Scarhill, who you may have heard of from his great band Wee Banjo 3, playing the fiddle from his album Wayfaring. He started the set with Langstrom's Pony, then he played McKenna's, and he finished with Charlie Lennon's beautiful tune, The Smiling Bride. Somebody else, along with our friend Steve Hunt, who mentioned his sadness at the passing of Charlie Lennon, was the great concertina player and boat builder Chris Sherbin. One of his favourite tunes of Charlie Lennon's that he mentioned in his post was The Road to Cashel. So we send out our love and sympathy to Chris Sherbin as well for the loss of the great Charlie Lennon. And you're going to play something right now from Chris and Denny.
I am, James. Like I say, I've just been... just over the last... Well, this morning, actually, my mum reminded me of all of these. I've been taking a deep dive of some of the early house concerts we had, and Chris and Denny were one of them. And here they are with Roseville Fair and the concert reel.
Was clear, the stars were shining, the moon came out bright in the sky. People gathered round, the band were tuning. I can hear them now playing, coming through the ride. She was dressed in blue, she looked so lovely, simple flower of a small town. Took her by the hand, they danced to the music with a single smile. She became his girl, and they danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. Tunes were churning through the air. So long ago now, I can still remember when they fell in you all know where.
I want to play a track now for my dear brother-in-law, Pete Minter, and this was chosen by my sister, Kate, who I've just been speaking to. It was his birthday this week. Happy birthday, Pete, from me and Sam and everyone at Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Yes.
And here is what Kate chose you, and I've never played this artist on the show before, so I'm very grateful to Kate for suggesting that we have a track from the great Bonnie Montgomery. She's from Arkansas. She is a big, big singer, trained as an opera singer, and but she's made this fantastic record called River, and I'm really glad to be introduced to it. And from it, here is Modern Day Cowgirl's Dream. Happy birthday, Pete.
I went down to Houston, we were putting on a show. After the loadout, standing in the road, in the road. Dressed in gold. Then I danced with a ranch hand who was holding me so strong. Twirled me on the dance floor, took me to another world, to another world. That cowboy took me to another world. I've been all over Texas, all over the world.
gentleman of high renown, come listen unto me, that takes the line in folks on ten by every degree. A story I will tell to you concerning all the fox near Royston Hills, o'er mountains high and over stormy roads. Paul Reynard being all in his hole and hearing all these hounds, it caused him more to prick his ears and tread upon the ground. Methinks me hear some jubile hounds pressing upon me life before the day to me to come, I'll tread upon the ground. We hunted full 4 hours or more through parishes 16. We hunted full 4 hours or more and came by back with green. Oh, if you'll only spare me life, I promise and fulfill to touch no more your feathered fowls, no lambs in yonder field. Thinking he must give up his life before these jubile hounds. So here's of you, to ducks and to geese, likewise to lambs also. They've got Paul Reynard all by the brush and will not let him go.
Bob Fox, Stu looked at there. That for Reynard the Fox, from that version was from Box of Gold, but the track was originally recorded on their 1978 LP, Notes Will Good'll Pass. And looking forward to seeing Bob next week with the Radio Ballad Show on the 20th of June.
Thank you for your company today, everybody. Do let us know if you were listening to the show on Facebook. And always, we love to hear your ideas for future programs and any requests you might have. And don't forget, if you missed any of the program, you can hear it all again on our Mixcloud page, which is just type Thank Goodness It's Folk into Mixcloud. And if you're a new user, you'll find it fairly easy to navigate. And we've got over 150 previous programs there. If you wanted to, for example, listen to every one of the Child Ballads up to this point, you could find them all there. Sam, have a great weekend. I will see you next week as we make our way down to London to see a sold-out Tom Kitching and Marit Felt show on Monday night at the Green Note Cafe, and we'll see some of you there, and then Aoife O'Donovan on Tuesday night. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you all with a brilliant single from Laura Jane Wilkie, the fiddle player I played last week. She's releasing a new album at the very beginning of July on Hudson Records, and it is called Vent. And from it, here is the lead single, I Am Sad in the Braes of the Glen. There might be time for a little bit more instrumental music, but we'll say our goodbyes for now. Take care of each other, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, look after one another, folks. See you in a couple of weeks' time.
we do have time for just a little bit more music for you. This is the wonderful guitarist Tony McManus with another wonderful guitarist, Julia Toseburn, and they are touring together. And you can see them in Sheffield at Live at Sam's on the 23rd of June. So book your tickets and enjoy Tony and Julia's version of Rolling Waves. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Look after each other.